The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. Once every week, one of the big American radio networks takes its microphones to wherever the Stan Kenton Orchestra is playing and presents a half-hour jazz concert broadcast. For today's session on Jazz Club USA, we have taken some of the best numbers out of several of those broadcasts and assembled them to form a typical sample of what Stan Kenton is doing for jazz with his new orchestra. Let's start out with one of the more swinging original tunes for the band entitled Dynaflow. Dynaflow, written by the late Ray Wetzel, who used to play trumpet in the band. And now here is the Kenton Orchestra in a very different mood, applying its individual style to one of the standard song favorites among musicians, Bob Grettinger's Abstract Impression, featuring Bill Russo on trombone, of the old song, You Go to My Head.
Thank you.
Coming up now is another original tune featuring some of the Kenton soloists. The title is Young Blood, and it's very appropriate because most of the old favorites of the earlier Kenton bands that you may be familiar with are no longer with the orchestra as you are hearing it today. They have been replaced by young musicians who are among the foremost contenders for stardom in the jazz field. So let's see whether you agree after you listen to Young Blood. Among the soloists who have been featured with the Stan Kenton Orchestra during the past year, and whom you are hearing, of course, on this broadcast today, are Conti Candoli on trumpet, Bill Russo, the fine trombonist and arranger, Dick Meldonian on alto saxophone, Bill Holman on tenor sax, and, of course, Stan Kenton himself at the piano. Now here they come with another original, this one written by trumpeter Shorty Rogers, entitled Round Robin. Thank you. Most of the things you've heard so far on today's Jazz Club USA visit with Stan Kenton have been in the swinging jazz vein, but Stan still features a lot of the semi-classical compositions that have caused so much controversy, and I guess it's time to include one of them now. So here is Bob Gredinger's composition, and Stan Kenton warns us not to listen for any melody on this, more for a strong chord structure and for harmonic interest. It's entitled Thermopylae. Now comes a little jam session by a quintet out of the band, introducing the latest Kenton solo star, Frankie Rossellino, a very fine jazz trombonist. There are two other new Kenton men in the band, incidentally, here, Stan Levy on drums and Sal Salvador on guitar. Here they are with Don Bagley on bass and Stan at the piano in the Kenton version of Too Marvelous for Words.
Thank you.
One of the first contributions of trombonist Bill Russo to the Kenton Library was a number on which he is featured as soloist. The title is Ennui, or if you prefer it, Weltschmerz. And here again the question arises whether music of this kind advances jazz or whether it can even be called jazz. Anyhow, it's played by the band that has won the number one position for several years in all the jazz polls in the United States. So I'll leave the verdict up to you as we listen to Stan Kenton with Bill Russo's Ennui.
Thank you.
When Stan Kenton first started his band out in California around 10 years ago, he recorded a number written by Pete Rugolo, which rapidly achieved popularity and became the Kenton theme number. Originally, it was called Artistry in Rhythm. And since then, Stan has dressed it up in various disguises, and he's produced numbers called Artistry in Tango, Artistry in Boogie, and so forth. This new version, which you're going to hear now, is apparently inspired by Ravel and is entitled Artistry in Bolero. That brings to a close our Stan Kenton session, which consisted today of actual broadcasts by Stan over one of the big American networks. Don't forget that we are anxious to hear your comments and your suggestions regarding the kind of music you want to hear on these weekly sessions. Just drop a line to Jazz Club, USA, Voice of America, New York 19. And now this is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.